Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Austin. I'm a detective inspector at New Scotland Yard. I'm going to have a talk with you for the next half an hour or so. When I talk to you, please understand I'm a specialist detective officer. I have been investigating computer crime offences for about 10 years or so. I also teach the subject, and so if there is anything you do not understand, please raise your hand and we will deal with it straight away. Do not feel, first of all, disadvantaged. I can tell you that in England and in Western Europe, most of the police officers and most of the people in the prosecution departments do not understand computers at all. And the reason is that there is a generation gap. When I was at school many years ago, I was not taught computing, and I doubt whether many of us here were. My children are taught computing, and so are your children taught computing, and so therefore they will grow up in an environment where they are computer literate. I was slightly different because during school and immediately after I left school, I went to work for a computer manufacturer before I joined the police force. So therefore, I grew up in this environment. We have, of course, a younger generation. But actually are very good at it. And the reason that they are very good at computers is because information technology, which is the correct term to use when we talk about computers, is a developing thing. If you walk into your local shop, you will see a games machine with aeroplanes or submarines for the children to play on. All that is a very tiny little microchip. It is the simplest form of computing. The children accept it. They press a button and it does something. They are not concerned about what makes it work. And this is one of the points that I want to get over to you, is that when we are talking and investigating computer type offences, we are looking at what actually makes it work. Now, how do computers and information technology affect us? How do they affect us as people? And how do they affect us as a state, a country? Well, I am not a Czechoslovakian, so I can answer that question for you. But I can talk, obviously, about Western Europe. So let me tell you how computers affect Western society. First of all, computer users are everybody. my grandmother who goes shopping will use a computer to get money out of the bank. She does not understand anything about it, but she uses it. All of the Western finance and economy is built upon computers. Money these days we think of as currency, as notes, but that's not true. Actually, money moves through binary numbers in computers, because that is how countries and banks exchange. It affects the way that countries make money. And making money, of course, is a capitalist term. But every country needs to produce and to manufacture and to make money to exist. So therefore, an attack upon a computer that affects the economy is a direct attack on the economy of that country. And that is how Western governments look upon it. And they are right, because it's true. Now, Czechoslovakia very soon will have money invested in this country by Western organizations. And that will start the move towards a market economy. And market means competition. And competition means speed. And speed is by computer and instantaneous monetary transaction. Let me talk about how it affects us other than finance. It affects industry, the way we make textiles, the way that we make motor cars. Industrial processes are, in this day and age, controlled by computer. Cars are made by robots, and robots are computerized machines.